Very little. In 34 years, it's been painted twice, three times at most. The windows are never cleaned. They never spend a fortune. They never spend a penny in this building. If you were to rent, I always say this, if you were to rent a building in the city centre for 50 staff, what would it cost you a year? And then if they said to themselves, it's going to cost us 200,000 or something, whatever figure, I don't know what to figure. And then if they said, okay, we're going to spend 10% of that on maintaining it every year, right? But no, they don't, you know? So like the place is falling apart and they say, oh, it's an old building. Yeah, but you're not spending anything on it, you know? Yeah. Just like buying a new car, right? You buy a new car, buying a new Mercedes or something big, and you never get it serviced. And then you wonder, why is it starting to give me trouble after 3 or 4 years? Like, you know, because you haven't changed the oil, because you haven't got the clutch adjusted, you know, you haven't got the brakes done, you know. Everything needs to be, it's publicly owned or privately owned, everything needs to be maintained. And they never spend anything on this place. They put in 10 windows there a few years ago, 10 new windows. And the clerk of works at the time's plan was that he'd do 10 windows a year. So over the period of 5 years, he'd get the whole building done. Right? And after the first run of new windows, they stopped it. So you have old windows now, right? The attic was never insulated. The roof leaks. Insulation is the big thing, you know? I mean, if this building was gutted and you re-slabbed all the old walls, you know? I mean, there are worse buildings than... Like the building isn't cold, you know? The building isn't damp, you know? But it needs to be spruced up, it needs to be cleaned up.